Zero. Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. A Kansas proposal based on the claim that providers leave infants to die after they're born during certain types of abortions is nearing legislative approval as Republicans pursue a limited anti-abortion measure following a decisive statewide vote last year protecting abortion rights. The Kansas House voted 88-34 Wednesday to approve the bill declaring that when there is a live birth during an abortion procedure, medical personnel must take the same steps to preserve the newborn's life as with other live births. And a car accident occurred in Kearney County Tuesday afternoon. J.P. Bizet has more.
The accident took place on U.S. 50 in Deerfield and involved two vehicles driven by Brooke Jones and Maria Mina. As Mina slowed down to make a turn, Jones attempted to brake. Unfortunately, Jones ended up colliding with the back of Mina's car. Jones was unharmed, but Mina sustained minor injuries and was taken to Kearney County Hospital for treatment.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the ding-a-rooski, the ding-a-rona, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation and its First Time Home Buyers Program is a program that helps Kansans who make 80% or less of their county's median income to make a down payment on a home. Christine Reimler with the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation said it offers 15 to 20% of the purchase price for down payment and closing costs, and this helps families that are hardworking and have good credit to get a first mortgage if they don't have their down payment. The program recently expanded its eligibility rules. Now people in the program can have a max debt-to-income ratio of 45%, up from 41%. They must pay a minimum of 15% of their principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, which is down from 20%, and be able to pay 1% of the home sale price in a down payment to the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation, which is down from 2%. Reimler said they want to be a catalyst to help people get their first home and to build that generational wealth and family memories and have a place to call home. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation helped 37 families buy homes in 2021 through the program, and Brown encourages anyone considering their first home to see if they qualify, because why not use it? That's what it's there for. The Kansas Housing Resources Corporation program covers the entire state outside of Wichita, Topeka, Lawrence, Kansas City, and Johnson counties, since those counties have their own version of it. For more information on the program, you can visit kshousingcorp.org. Governor Kelly announced that Kansas is receiving a $1 million one-year federal planning grant to support the transition of community mental health centers to become certified community behavioral health clinics, capable of treating mental health and substance abuse crisis through integrated physical and behavioral care. And the funding comes from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. In 2021, Governor Kelly signed Senate Substitute for House Bill 2208, which laid the groundwork to modernize the state's mental health system to meet community-specific needs. With that bill, Kansas became the first state to pass legislation identifying the Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics model as a solution to the mental health and substance use crisis. Since then, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has been transitioning the state's 26 community mental health centers to Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics. Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinics are required to serve anyone who requests care, including developmentally appropriate care for children for mental health and substance use, regardless of the ability to pay, the place of residence, or age. If you suffer from allergies, you should brace yourself because this season is going to be a tough one. KU's Associate Professor of Medicine, Tiffany Schwashinger-Schmidt, said that unfortunately there wasn't a good winter freeze, which is what's able to kind of quell down a lot of that pollen in the grasses that produce a lot of the allergies. She said there are a lot of pollens out there, but ragweed is the most common locally, though you need to be aware of other allergens affecting you unknowingly, such as pet dander in the grass. Watery and itchy eyes, pressure in the sinuses, runny nose, itchy ears, and a scratchy throat from drainage are just some of the symptoms Schwashinger-Schmidt mentions that differ from a virus. And she added that over-the-counter medications like Claritin, Zyrtec, and Allegra are recommended, but showering regularly to get the allergens off of you is an additional step that you can take. If these medications don't work, Schwashinger-Schmidt recommends contacting your physician for a prescription and possible allergy testing. And she suggests checking the website for the Mayo Clinic as a resource for more information on what to expect and how to treat yourself during allergy season. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic remind you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know colon cancer is the third most common cancer in the U.S. for men and women? Regular screening beginning at age 45 is key to preventing colorectal cancer and finding it early. Talk to your provider about when and how often to get screened. Visit Norton County Hospital online to learn more about scheduling an appointment. Norton County Hospital is here for you at any stage of life.
On Wednesday, Governor Kelly met with the Governor's Military Council and hosted a ceremony proclaiming Wednesday to be Armed Forces Appreciation Day and Vietnam War Veterans Day. Military Council members hail from across the state and discuss how to improve the quality of life for military members, veterans, and their families. Governor Kelly said that as the daughter of a career Army officer, she cherishes the ceremony because each year it gives her a chance to formally recognize the sacrifices that our service members and their families make daily. Governor Kelly also honored Nobel Lathrum of Perry, Kansas, and Philip Preston of Olathe, Kansas, with the Kansas Vietnam Veterans Medallion. Lathrum served as a sergeant combat engineer in the U.S. Army in Vietnam from April 1969 to April of 1970, and Preston was a sergeant security force, Cobra Team, in the U.S. Army in Vietnam from March 1966 to December of 1969. Governor Kelly said Kansans have a long tradition of military service and of supporting the military, and it's her honor to recognize the patriotism of Nobel, Philip, and all Kansas Vietnam veterans. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have issued fish consumption advisories for 2023, and the advisories identify the types of fish or other aquatic animals that should be eaten in limited quantities or, in some cases, avoided altogether because of contamination. General advice and internet resources are provided to aid the public in making informed decisions regarding the benefits and the risks associated with eating locally caught fish from Kansas waters. Getting outside to catch fish and eating fish has many health benefits. However, all fish contain some amount of mercury, so anyone who routinely eats fish or serves fish to their children should carefully consider the types of fish and amounts they eat, including store-bought fish. Too much dietary mercury can harm the development of fetuses, nursing babies, and growing children. Therefore, mercury-sensitive individuals, women who are pregnant, nursing, or may become pregnant, and children under the age of 17 should follow guidelines for eating fish caught in Kansas. And that includes to only eat small portions of a fillet about the size of your palm, eat types of fish with less mercury. If you don't know the type or size of fish that you're eating, wait at least a week before eating fish again. And when fishing, keep fish shorter than your forearm from your fingertips to your elbow or less than 20 inches as regulations allow. For specific questions or concerns about mercury in Kansas fish, you can contact the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And for information about mercury in fish caught in other states, in store-bought fish, and in other types of seafood, you can visit the U.S. EPA and U.S. FDA websites or ksoutdoors.com. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, March 20th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the commission on the Norton County landfill water sampling. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment Bureau of Waste Management has received the confirmation sample report for Norton County Landfill, and the report was prepared by GeoCore Incorporated of Salina, Kansas. Sampling was conducted to meet the requirement of KAR 2829103, and based upon recurring detection of cadmium exceeding the MCL, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment Bureau of Waste Management considers the hydrosleeve sampling method to be inappropriate for the landfill. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment Bureau of Waste Management is requiring Norton County to prepare an addendum to the sampling analysis plan, changing the sampling method to a low-flow method within 30 days, which is April 12th of 2023. Ted also reported that the spring cleanup will be held on April 24th, 25th, and 26th. And finally, Ted reported that beginning April 15th, the solid waste site will be open on Saturday mornings. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department delivered the weekly report, and Rob gave the commission dates that John Deere will be present to give a demonstration and the dates for the delivery of the bid. Gerald DeBoer with Pinco Engineering was present to explain the local road safety plan. The county applied for and the secretary has authorized a federal aid project, and federal funding will pay 90% of the cost of the study, and the county will have a local match of 10%. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the agreement number 293-22 for Project 106C-479006 with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the March 6, 2023 minutes with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed, and the meeting was adjourned until March 31, 2023. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
When you think of insurance, you automatically think house and car insurance. Insurer We at Boxer Insurance can help you choose the best option for these. But did you know that Boxer Insurance Agency also specializes in business insurance, farm insurance, life insurance, and even Medicare supplemental insurance? That's why we're known as the Insurance Store. Everything you need under one roof. Contact us today at 877-5128 or stop by our office located at 108 North 1st in Norton.
Ways to take the complicated out of your TV service. One, combine streaming and live TV for the best of both worlds. Two, enjoy TV with all the freebies, HD, DVR, replay TV, and more. Three, for only $175 per month, you can get deluxe TV now plus gig internet. No commitment required. That's TV uncomplicated. That's Next Tech TV Now. Start simplifying today at next-tech.com. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Three young farmers recently took part in an AgriPulse forum to highlight what they consider priorities for the next farm bill. Mitchell Hora of Iowa says the most important thing for policymakers to remember is farmer innovation.
So my ask really boils down to allow for flexibility within programs, allow for more of the research to be done, allow for innovators to be innovative. What I mean by that is some of the policies around the actual like farm programs themselves, ARC and PLC, for example, some of the things within EQIP, CSP, and the crop insurance programs, there's a lot of restrictions there. It's a lot of keep to the book and stay to the book. farmer. Here's what the rules say. Only do that.
Valerie Levine is a dairy farmer from New York. She'd like to see some updates to the dairy margin coverage program in the next bill.
If we could see some updating in the dairy margin coverage, the production levels are very outdated. The supplemental dairy margin coverage program, I believe that there could be some updating as far as production concerns. Operations are not nearly the same now as they were 10 years ago, and I think that seeing an update in that program would be very, very beneficial to dairy farmers.
Matt Feynman is chair of the Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee for the American Farm Bureau Federation. The Virginia farmer says he'd like to see policymakers simplify some of the paperwork associated with farming.
You know, I would say ease of the loan application process is such a difficult process to go through. And as a young farmer, it's hard to show who owns what or who has what or who's doing what, because a lot of it is the parents or the grandparents. So to focus on that and the application process would be great.
Feynman, Hora, and Levine spoke during a panel discussion at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. Organizers of this year's Commodity Classic in Orlando announced more than 10,400 attendees were at the event earlier this month. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life. The bills, the job, the family. Things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the
Kansas Agriculture Network Weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A series of low-pressure systems are off to our west, and based on the current jet stream pattern, these look like they'll move across the southern and central plains over the next few days, bringing some precipitation to Kansas, especially tomorrow. The best rain chances will be in our northeast counties late tomorrow afternoon. Elsewhere, some scattered showers possible for most of Friday, but it doesn't look like any heavy rain will be coming our way for the time being. Temperatures will be cooler today, and especially tomorrow, we'll be back in the 40s and 50s statewide. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is off to our north, circulating cooler air into Kansas. A nearly stationary front is off to our south. Two more lows moving onshore over California and into the Pacific Northwest, and they'll end up in the central and southern plains over the next few days. Right now, it looks like most of the rain from these systems will fall to our south and east over the Mississippi Valley and up into the Midwestern states and the Great Lakes. Cloudy and cool for us for the rest of today, maybe a few isolated showers. Looking at tonight, low pressure will develop over northern Texas along that stationary front. Showers will be possible for us statewide, maybe a few thunderstorms in the southeastern counties. For tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy, breezy, and cool conditions. Showers continue. Then for the weekend, scattered showers on Saturday and Sunday. Highs will be mostly in the 50s with higher rain chances coming up on Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're in the low to mid-50s. Overnight, we're expecting low 30s. Low 50s north-central and mid-30s for the overnight hours. Northeast, low 50s today and upper 30s overnight. Mid-50s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid-30s. South-central, upper 50s to low 60s for this afternoon, and tonight we're expecting low 40s. Upper 50s and low 60s southeast, and low 40s for the overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
It's coming. More innovation. More flexibility. And more reasons for weeds to scream in fear. Introducing the latest innovation from Corteva Agriscience, Resicor XL Herbicide. It's everything you love about Resicor Herbicide, but with a wider application window, greater tank mix compatibility, increased crop safety, and higher yield potential. It's more, delivered in a big and powerful way. Learn how you can protect your fields with more at ResicorXL.com.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyVet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good to excellent rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dees up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.